Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to sit down with the coach. Coach, here we are after another win. That's 8 in a row. That's a record. Not only an important record, but a hat and t-shirt game for you guys. You seal up the AFC East, and I'm in that locker room afterwards, and I see guys like Chris Hogan, Martellus Bennett, Chris Long. How important is it for those type of guys to accept and understand what you guys have accomplished?
Well, it's great. They bring us kind of that extra level of veteran energy, guys that haven't experienced it, but are veteran players that have played in the league and just haven't had the same opportunity. Some of our guys have had it multiple years, as you referenced. But, no, it's great to have those guys and the enthusiasm and energy that they bring, even though they've been in the league like Chris Long has for a long time.
All right, I talked to Tom after the game, and he said, you know, it's kind of the way we used to win games around here 13, 14 years ago. And he said, that's kind of neat. The execution standpoint offensively, not a lot of fireworks, not a lot of reverses, not a lot of deep play fakes or Brady in the pocket hanging on to the ball. The thought process going in, get the ball out as quick as you can, and let's get Deion Lewis into this game. And what was the process or the thought process of the quicker running back instead of a guy like LeGarrette Blount?
All right, well, we have confidence in all our backs. They've all given us good production. Look, they're a good defense. Offensively, we just got to do a better job and just have more production. Just move the ball, score more points. I don't know if that's going to be enough to win every week. We got to just got to do a better job than that all the way across the board. So, we had a good game defensively, and that was enough. But realistically, it's hard to hold teams at 3 points in this league.
And also Deion Lewis, too. You look at a guy, you don't say, boy, that's a between-the-tackles guy. You've had guys like Kevin Faulk here in the past, Danny Woodhead, who was pretty good. Sort of that jump guy. Get up to the line of scrimmage, jump one way, and then try to find 4 or 5 yards. And Deion did a heck of a job at that on Sunday.
Yeah, I think it's interesting when you run the same play with Deion that you run with LG. It looks a lot different. It's really the same blocking. It's the same reads. It's the same everything. But they just have dramatically different running styles. Both have been very effective, and they both can produce a lot of yards, but it's just different. I think it's different for the defense, and so you know, we'll continue to use those guys plus James White, and you know, we have multiple guys that give us production from that position.
All right, the New York Jets come into town. Another short week for you guys playing a Saturday afternoon. 5 weeks ago, sort of a rock fight. Do you have to tell the team anything? Do you key up the tape to tell them how tough that game was and what do you have in store coming on Saturday?
Well, all the games against the Jets have been tough. The overtime games, the 1-2-3-point games, that was a last possession game. That's basically the way it is with the Jets. I think the thing that's different for us this time is the players that have emerged with the Jets in the last few weeks. Anderson, Powell. Petty on offense, Jenkins at tight end. They haven't had a lot of production out of that position, and they're starting to get some now. And it's the players that they're using in the secondary and outside linebacker, it looks like they're getting a little healthier, getting some of these guys back. So they'll have to be ready for multiple players on defense at those positions and offensively. An explosive offense to begin with that now is becoming more explosive with, as I said, Anderson, Powell, Jenkins, Petty, those guys are all making big plays now, too. So we have a lot to stop.
I think as recently as 2 days ago, Petty has gotten cleared with the lung. If he plays or if it's Hackenberg or maybe even Fitzpatrick, anything you have to do adjustment-wise defensively to really change things if it's 1, 2, or 3 guys?
Well, I think we haven't seen Hackenberg, but in terms of Fitzpatrick and Petty, those guys are very good deep ball throwers. They use their weapons well. Powell's got right at the top of the league, top 4 or 5 running backs in receiving. The receivers are productive both down the field and on short catch and run plays. They're good after the catch. So no matter who the quarterback is, we're going to have to stop the skill players that they get the ball to. And both Petty and Fitzpatrick are pretty athletic, can move around in the pocket. So that's an issue too.
All right, time now for your favorite part of the show. It's the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week. Comes from Louie in Malden. Wants to ask about Michael Floyd. What's the biggest challenge with 3 weeks left in the season to get this guy up and going? Is it one receiver spot? Is it 2 receiver spots? Or does he have to learn across the board?
Well, I'd say it's really 3 things. One is knowing the offense. 2 is timing with the quarterback. And 3 is adjustments on routes. If we get rolled coverage or if we get blitz coverage and that kind of thing, what route does he run? What depth? How quickly do we break it off? How quickly do we adjust it and so forth? and just trying to, you know, get that right, those adjustments, as well as just basic timing with the quarterback and making sure assignment-wise that we're running the proper route that complements the other routes on that play.
Sort of like Hogan 2 weeks ago saw something against Baltimore, threw the hand up and ran down, caught a touchdown.
Right, yeah, you hope that you're able to do those things as quickly as possible, and things like that are kind of instinctive to a receiver. You know, nobody down there, just go deep. But,
right.
You know, sometimes there's those crossing patterns. When do you slow down? When do you slow down in an opening? When do you speed up to get to the other side of the linebacker? And that all depends on where the other guy's coming from. Is there somebody behind you, or are they coming from the other side or whatnot? So those are, you know, those are kind of things that, you know, every receiver would have to work through.
All right, Coach, good stuff. If you want to ask Coach a question, you got to follow the team on Twitter, @Patriots, #AskBB. Bellis Trader with the Jets, what are you going to look at?
Well, we'll definitely see Powell and Anderson. Those guys have had some very productive games.
So they've been there forever, right? All right, more Patriots All Access right after this, and then we got the Bellis Trader for you.